From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is in Helsinki, where he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday. Mr. Trump has promised that he will ask Putin about his country's meddling in the presidential election of 2016. That meddling has triggered a U.S. federal investigation that the president described as a rigged witch hunt. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's very important that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin meet as planned on Monday, despite the indictment of 12 Russian intelligence officers charged with hacking into Democratic email accounts during the 2016 presidential election. Pompeo says he's confident the meeting will put America in a better place. In a tweet, President Trump is trying to blame the Obama administration for not responding aggressively enough to the Russian hacking.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mr. Trump called Russia, China, and the European Union foes of the United States in an interview that was taped on Saturday and released on Sunday. He specifically singled out longtime allies in Europe for, in his opinion, taking advantage of the United States on trade deals.
I love those countries. I respect the leaders of those countries. But in a trade sense, they've really taken advantage of us. And many of those countries are in NATO, and they weren't paying their bills.
Trump was interviewed by CBS News. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, dismissed Trump's attack on European countries. He said America and the EU are best friends. Whoever says we are foes is spreading fake news. This is VOA News. Generals from the United States and North Korea met Sunday to discuss the repatriation of the remains of U.S. soldiers who fought in the Korean War between 1950 and 1953. The generals met at the border village of Panmunjom in the demilitarized zone. It's been 9 years since generals from the two sides met. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the meeting was, quote, productive and cooperative and resulted in firm commitments. The generals plan to meet again on Monday. Palestinian militants have declared a ceasefire in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli warplanes attacked more than 40 Hamas targets Saturday, including tunnels, weapons depots, and training bases. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel dealt a severe blow to Hamas. Speaking at the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, Netanyahu said he hopes that Hamas got the message, and if not, Israel is prepared for further military action. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A suicide blast killed at least 7 people and wounded many others Sunday in Kabul. The bomber blew himself up in the main parking area of Afghanistan's Ministry of Rural Rehabilitation and Development just when the staff were leaving work for the day. Officials expect the number of casualties to increase because the bomb went off in a crowded area. Dozens of people were wounded in Basra in southern Iraq Sunday when police fired warning shots to disperse a crowd that had been protesting unemployment and a lack of basic services. Demonstrations have now entered a second week. A winner at Wimbledon.
Novak Djokovic has secured his 4th Wimbledon crown, taking advantage of a fast start to close out Kevin Anderson in straight sets. Djokovic won his 13th career Grand Slam title with a 6-2, 6-2, then 7-6 scoreline, the Serbian saving 5 set points in the third as Anderson mounted a late challenge. The South African, who reached the final after a record 6-hour and 36-minute semi-final win over John Isner, was clearly tight early in the match, and by the time he found his game, it was too late. Graham Agars, Wimbledon.
And France won the 2018 FIFA World Cup on Sunday, defeating Croatia 4-2 to claim their second World Cup championship. France led 2-1 at halftime. France last won a World Cup championship on their own soil in 1998, defeating Brazil 3-0. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.